They say that a picture is worth a thousand words, and the city of Oberlin, Ohio has taken that to heart. It's pioneering a new website that uses entertaining graphics to show the entire town's electricity use, water flow, and even water quality, all in real time. The developers call it the Oberlin Environmental Dashboard, and hope it will become a model for motivating community-wide energy conservation, not just in Oberlin, but across the region. John Peterson teaches environmental studies at Oberlin College and is one of the developers, and I went to see him to find out exactly what an environmental dashboard is.
Well, an environmental dashboard is basically a technology and approach to taking information about resource flows that take place in the world around us and translating that into a form that's easily accessible to people who might not be so technical so that they can understand the ways in which they're engaging with resource flows in their decision-making process.
In other words, every picture tells a story?
That's absolutely right. We're trying to create these sort of compelling animated graphic that convey to people the way in which their resource consumption is actually affecting the world around them.
So what's different about the Oberlin Dashboard project that's different from other visual displays that people have tried?
So a lot of people out there are beginning to develop new technologies to monitor and display energy flows, electricity flows within buildings, and there's been some really neat developments along that line in the last 10 years. What separates what we're doing from what other people are doing is that we're trying to monitor not just resource flows in individual buildings, but resource flows at the whole community scale as well as environmental quality.
Well, let's go online and take a look at your site. And if you're at home listening and you want to do this too, it's oberlindashboard.org. Okay, let's take a cruise through here. So what are we seeing here, John?
This is the citywide dashboard you're looking at. And basically what we've tried to do is create an animated cartoon model of a community. So you're looking at the freshwater treatment plant, the wastewater treatment plant, the electricity production facility, the river that drains our community, and you're watching electrons flow down power lines, you're watching water flow down pipes through this model.
And there's black smoke coming from the power plant.
There is black smoke coming from the power plant. Well, like many communities in the Midwest, we're still getting a lot of our power from coal-fired power plants. But you also, if you look closely at there, you see a spinning wind turbine and you see a solar panel there. We're getting our power from those too.
And let's go to straight water here.
All right, so now what we're looking at is how many gallons per person are being used within Oberlin right now. So we're seeing 2.2 gallons. That's not a whole lot of water being used per person per hour, but that's going to change over the course of the day. So if you look at that, you know, in the morning you're going to see higher use because people are taking showers. There are times of day when our little bit of light industry within Oberlin is going to be using more water.
Let's look at electricity. Total city electricity use, watts per person. It's almost 2,000 watts per person right now.
Yeah, that's a very large number. What you have to consider with a number like that is that's including the industry we have in Oberlin. But it does give you a sense of, you know, what's the sort of amount of total energy that's being used to support the whole community.
So tell me, what are the values that we're seeing here on the right-hand side?
We're looking at water quality right now, for instance. So you're seeing how deep the water is in the local river. So that's going to change based on when the last rainstorm was. You're looking at dissolved oxygen. You're seeing turbidity. That's how much cloudiness there is in the water. So that's telling you something about how much soil there is running off from agricultural fields. And you're seeing pH, which is also a basic indicator of water health.
So far, what's been the response in the Oberlin community to this?
I think our best response has really been among school-age children. Part of that is because we have one of our displays is, you know, very prominently located in the hall of Prospect Elementary, which is a 3-5 public school. And we really do actually see children as being central to this process, not just as recipients of information, but one of the things that we're most excited about with Environmental Dashboard is this Community Voices section, where we're taking images and messages drawn from community members and then displaying them to the community. So the feedback is not just about telling you how much resources you're consuming, but it's about asking you, what are you doing? What are you thinking? How do you think the world should be in the future? And so when we take the voices of children and images of children, we find that they have a particularly powerful resonance with the rest of the community.
All right, let's click on Community Voices. So here's a kid at Prospect School. What does he say?
When we went to Plum Creek, we measured the water's dissolved oxygen. There needs to be oxygen so, just like us, fish and other organisms can breathe. You know, that's a kid who's probably not spent a whole lot of time at Plum Creek, our little stream, before. He goes down there, you know, he makes this sort of realization about something that's important to organisms in the world, and then we find a way to put that up on a screen and kind of celebrate that realization.
Here's Lillian, fourth grade at the Prospect School.
I love gardening because you don't have to go to the store to buy stuff. You just pick it and eat it.
I'm with Lillian.
So am I.
How do you hope people will use the dashboard?
Well, our goal ultimately is to change people's thinking and behavior. But when we think about behavior change, we're interested not just in people turning off lights, but we're interested in helping people to understand their decisions in the context of the community. So we're just as interested in having people think about, you know, how they're interacting with other community members, how they're voting in local elections. We want them to think about all of those things as they relate to resource use. But when people look at the dashboard immediately, what we're most interested in is engaging them. So we need to engage, educate, motivate, and empower them to make decisions in their lives which are consistent with the kind of changes we need to make to bring about a more sustainable relationship between humans and the rest of the natural world.
John Peterson is a professor of environmental studies at Oberlin College. Thanks for taking the time today, John.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.
Coming up, the folks who admire some creatures many love to hate. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.